This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The federal health law has brought some 5 million Americans into the health care program for low-income people. Only about half of states have chosen to expand Medicaid. If every state did, researchers calculate another 5 million would join the ranks. Cost is one of the top reasons politicians cite when explaining why they oppose Medicaid expansion. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein asks whether a more affordable price tag might change minds.
Medicaid supporters are shouting from the rooftops in Cleveland.
We improved care, we improved outcomes, and we reduced costs.
Dr. Randy Siebel runs the Center for Healthcare Research and Policy. He's also the data dude for a Medicaid pilot project involving nearly 30,000 low-income residents. Siebel says in what was a kind of test case for Medicaid expansion in Ohio, health providers helped cut ER use, increased primary care visits, and kept spending 25% below projections.
There are probably half of the states that have not expanded Medicaid, and I think this should be a reason that they want to reconsider their decisions.
Medicaid true believers see several emerging reasons why states should reconsider. A recent federal report found new patients are generally in better physical and mental health than people already enrolled, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office recently dropped the cost estimate for states by nearly a third, as fewer people previously eligible for Medicaid signed up than projected. These are people dramatically more expensive to states.
All this evidence continues to undermine that. It's too costly for the states to take up.
Edwin Park with the left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priorities believes the growing body of information strengthens the widely held position that states can afford this. There's just one thing.
I have never thought that this is about money.
This isn't about the money.
It's certainly not mostly about money.
A refrain you hear a lot. In this case, from Park, Harvard's Dr. Ben Summers, and George Washington's Sarah Rosenbaum, who believes what's really driving opposition is philosophical.
A belief that somehow when you help the poor with governmental assistance, you are encouraging bad behavior, laziness.
Josh Archambault with the right-leaning Foundation for Government Accountability says there's some truth to that. Ultimately, though, he says the problem is that you're expanding a broken program.
Not only does it hurt the people that you're adding, but it also hurts those that are already on the boat.
What conservatives want, and they've begun to get, is more flexibility in how the expansion program is designed. Even with that, full acceptance could take years. Don't forget, Arizona adopted the original Medicaid program in 1982, 17 years after it was first introduced. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.